Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. The playoff is set in college football. Some other names are on the move in college football. Big weekend it was, and we'll have more news in Nebraska, of course, coming up soon regarding the coaching assistants. We do have one in place for Nebraska, we know that for sure. Yes, raise your arms. We have one person in Mickey Joseph. Get to him more next segment. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you? How's Harrison doing?
I think he's doing fine.
Does he have short pants on?
Yeah, it's a high of 30 degrees today. It's officially winter, although it's going to get warmer after today again.
Sweet sweatshirt. He's got that sweet – that's a nice sweatshirt. He's got a gray Nebraska hoodie with red lettering. It's pretty cool.
Mr. Fashion over here.
Yeah, your funny hat.
Says the man who wears a hat that says, "I'd rather be homeless than chromeless." More often than not.
Yeah.
So, look at this hat, text line, or viewers. Fine. It's a South Dakota hat.
Is that what that is?
It's a buffalo. It says SoDak on, you know?
It's a buffalo.
You can always call or text the show at 402-464-5685. Watch us on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers video stream on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Do you ever feel like there's so much going on we don't get to it all?
I feel like today. I mean, this weekend was packed with news and events and hirings.
Well, even last week, like, we didn't even get to Mark Turgeon or Bronco Mendenhall. That
Turgeon happened on Saturday.
Oh, it did.
Or Friday.
Saturday.
That was after our show.
Oh, it was
over.
After our show. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was either a Saturday morning thing or like a Friday late afternoon. We did not have the chance to talk about that. It happened Friday.
But I got to – hey, Harrison, is Harrison paying attention?
No, he's getting coffee.
I mean, I got
to – let him go.
Okay, well, we'll get to my important announcement in a second.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's a lot. And the Bronco Mendenhall was big news. Turgeon doesn't – that whole separation with Maryland doesn't pass the smell test, in my opinion.
I think it's odd timing. I mean, it was December 4th when it happened.
Yeah, they're 5-3.
Yeah, and they lost to Northwestern, I believe, yesterday.
Okay, yesterday.
Three home losses already for Maryland.
So there was booing at the Xfinity Center and all that, but I don't know. It still seems weird. It's not like that. I mean, last year they made the tournament.
Well, they've been a tournament team more often than not.
Yeah,
under Turgeon.
Yeah, I think four of the last 6 years.
But they want to be elite. They want to be a team that's always in the top 10. They believe that they have. You know, they think they're a top 10 to 15 job in the country. Maybe they are. Mm-hmm. But regardless, Mark Turgeon's out.
Hey, Harrison, quick announcement. This is sort of a personal announcement. It's important. Today at the Ticket is Alabama Appreciation Day.
I don't know if I sign up for that. I don't know if I agree to those terms.
It's not anything you sign up for.
Yes.
It's just I'm proclaiming it. Okay, Harrison, It is Alabama football.
I don't think that the fan base is going to sign up for and accept that Appreciation Day moniker that you're putting on this. Yes, Alabama to everyone's just great wonder and happiness sip on Saturday. Just blew out Georgia 41-24 in the SEC title game. The Tide. Oh, we're so happy you avoided that second loss in the talk about missing the playoff. And instead, you're the number one overall seed. Just wonderful. Everybody's so happy today. You're sick. You are really sick and twisted.
They were
Here's
so
the thing.
Good.
Sip likes to not know what year it is whenever he's talking about a championship. Because Bama's always in it every year.
But you should be happy because Clemson's not in. Ohio State's not in.
Yeah, but they're
in.
They're not Bama level, though.
Oklahoma's not
they're
in.
Not Bama level. Bama's in it every year.
Exactly. That's why we're having Alabama appreciation.
No, we're not. Yes. We're sick of it.
No,
we want something else.
It's beautiful to watch.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
You see Jameson Williams by any chance? Have you see those
I
Jets?
Saw the game. Yeah, congrats. They always are loaded. They lose all these guys in the draft and bring back another championship team.
Yeah, they're supposed to lose to Georgia with that defense, and they put 536 yards on them and 41 points. Do you ever wonder what coaches might text each other? You know, like we text each other.
Yeah.
I bet you. You know what I would have liked Saban to text Kirby Smart?
Oh, no.
Just like at 3 a.m. that night after the game. Just text the word seriously.
That's what you got. That's all you got, Kirby. This is your chance.
Seriously?
Man. This was your chance.
Seriously?
You tried to knock me out. We put up 41 on you bums. Won by 17. Nice try.
I'd just like to imagine what coaches text to each other. If I were Dave Aranda at about 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, I would have texted Gundy. I just would have texted a picture of Glenn Close. Like a crying Glenn or laughing Glenn Close would be funny too.
Yeah, so Alabama rolls over.
Roll Tide.
They rolled over Georgia. They win 41-24. The playoff is set. It'll be number one Alabama versus number four Cincinnati, yep, who beat Houston to get in the playoff. And Oklahoma State choking at the 1 yard line against Baylor ended their chances of being in the playoff as Baylor wins the Big 12 title 21-16. On Saturday afternoon.
So then it's Michigan versus Georgia in the other semifinal.
Michigan, Georgia, yeah. Michigan who beats Iowa 42-3 on Saturday. Jeez. Just a pummeling. I was wrong. That's fine. I'm happy to be wrong when Iowa loses. That's fine with me.
Well, I was wrong, too. Oh, no, I didn't think.
I said Iowa would be leading at some point in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's more wrong than anybody else.
Yeah, you
else
were more
was.
Wrong than me.
I said Michigan would win, to be fair. But I did say Iowa would be leading at some point in the fourth quarter, and that just simply was not the case. 42-3, a pummeling of Iowa by Michigan. It was domination defensively, on offense, just a thorough butt kicking. And you know, we're used to Ohio State routing in that game. Michigan now is the team routing in the Big Ten championship this year.
Right. Okay. So the other thing that happened on Saturday as part of, and I need to say this, as part of Alabama Appreciation Day.
Well, here we go.
Is Bryce Young won the Heisman on Saturday. Bryce Young carved up Alabama to the tune of
Georgia.
Bryce Young, the Alabama quarterback, carved up Georgia to the tune of 421 yards, 3 TDs. And he ran it pretty well in that game. I do have the rushing statistics. He carried 3 times for 40 yards. Did you guys know that they never called a single run play for Bryce Young this year? No, zero run plays called. They don't call him. How about that? He can run, too. He's a good runner. He's a pretty good runner. He, again, 3 carries for 40 yards. He had a 15-yard touchdown run. It looked really good. But zero called run plays.
How do you feel about that?
Because he's too valuable.
A quarterback not getting a run call, who's capable of running, by the way.
When you have those receivers.
Well, they lost also a bunch of receivers. They lost 2 first-round picks.
Yeah, they have Jameson Williams and John Mechie and Slade Bolden. Those guys, come on. They got receivers.
Well, I'm just saying they did lose. It's truth. They lost two guys who are actually having really good success right now in the NFL in Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith.
They reload.
They do.
That's why.
That's why it's so annoying. It's just annoying.
It's not annoying. Here's what. No, I'm not joking around anymore about this. That game was beautiful to watch. It's beautiful to watch Alabama play football. They play football the exact right way to play it. They make things look easy that we are gripping as we watch Nebraska. Like, they field a punt, and it's no big deal. They just field the punt. There's no drama. They play special teams. You see who they got? Jameson Williams as a gunner on special teams?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see that tackle he made? Jameson Williams runs down the field like Usain Bolt. There's not that many people on earth faster than Jameson Williams. They got him as a gunner, and he goes down and trips up a dude for a loss on a punt return. I mean, they're amazing.
By the way, speaking of gunners,
is there anything about Alabama that you appreciate? Because on Alabama Appreciation Day, you are going to say a sentence that you appreciate.
All right, it has to be
a declarative statement.
Fine. I'll go on that note. I appreciate they put their stars on special teams.
Okay, thank you.
Just like...
Hey, Harrison, your turn. You got to write something down on the grease board. What you appreciate about Alabama.
I want to make a quick comment on Michigan regarding that.
Thank you for that, Jake. Say that again. I appreciate Alabama.
You can say it for me.
No, just say, I appreciate Alabama for...
playing their stars on special teams.
Okay.
I saw on gunning on punts for Michigan, Sip, Blake Corum and Hassan Haskins. They're starting running backs.
Is that right?
We're both... making tackles on special teams on Charlie Jones back there.
We got to be fair here. I think Nebraska does use starters as gunners. So
it's like they don't make those plays though. You know, yeah. I'm trying to think those.
We have to look
usually
at that.
It's like Phelan Sanford making a play.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
there,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like because he's fast, which is great. I'm happy for him. But this is Jameson Williams gunning a guy down.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're a superstar, a first round pick eventually.
Oh, easy,
right?
Yeah.
They're using your superstars. 464.
Superstars.
Yeah, your superstars. Harrison says Alabama is always a safe bet for money.
For money, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Harrison.
There's an appreciation post there.
All right, that's good Alabama appreciation. What do I got to say something I appreciate.
Oh, boy. How long is that going to take?
I appreciate Alabama for its consistent excellence because it's hard to achieve. Because it's hard to achieve.
I saw text that says, Jake, please turn Gary Danielson's microphone off over there. Yeah, you sound like Gary Danielson.
Danielson's great, by the way.
He loves Alabama. Oh, he sure does. He is in awe every single game of Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide.
Okay. Everybody can chime in something. Is Chris still on the line?
Yeah, we got him. Let's get a call from Chris on the Honda of Lincoln Hotline, 464-5685. Chris, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve, Jake, on this chilly Monday morning.
Hey, Chris.
Thank you for chiming in. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Steve, for the start of the week. I was wrong a lot this weekend. I've been wrong a lot this season, too. I honestly thought Georgia would win that game.
Me too.
I really did. I thought Georgia would win that game. Especially, Steve, Jake, let's think about what Alabama was through a week ago.
I know.
They had a tough, emotional 4-overtime win on the road against a rival Auburn. And I thought, God dang, can they come back, you know, in a week's time to play a team like Georgia? But I tell you what, like I told Harrison, let's give the devil his due here. Nick Saban and that coaching staff, they took it to Kirby Smart and that staff. I tell you, it was amazing to watch that, watch them dissect what had been, one of the best defenses in the last couple of years in college football up to that point.
Do you appreciate it?
It was incredible to watch them and to watch that. But, you know, they said they were always concerned. I heard Kirby Smart at the press conference after the game that he was concerned about his backside on defense. But, you know, another thing, Steve, Jake, that Nick Saban in September there, was always complaining about his offensive line, you know, that they weren't doing the job, and he was complaining about his defense giving up yards and points there early in the season too. But that offensive line, who struggled against Auburn the week before, I tell you what, they were moving a tough bunch of future NFLers on that Georgia defensive line Saturday night.
They were, and I got a question for you. I got a question for you. You watched the game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see Bryce Young make a single poor decision?
No. No.
Not even one.
What disappointed me about that evening, Steve, he just took all the drama out of the Heisman trophy presentation there. And I don't know if that's next week. Or when that is, but that thing's over.
Bryceman Young, yes.
But you know, now jumping it's over to the Michigan Iowa game. Yeah, I don't know how surprised I was by that score. Michigan, I tell you, Steve, Jake, Michigan's a team on a mission right now. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not a big Michigan fan, but you know what? I hope they go down there and be competitive and represent the Big Ten well. I tell you what, I'm not closing the door on they can make a little noise down there or in those in the Orange Bowl in the playoffs and stuff. But it's going to be fun. You know, I don't want to see Georgia and Alabama play again, but you know the odds makers say it's going to happen. But now, Steve, Jake, one last thing here before I let you guys go. I can't help when I'm watching a game like Alabama and Georgia, I kind of compare it to what we have here at Nebraska. And when you watch the line play, especially, what we all call the trenches, I tell you what.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Boy, they're light years ahead of us there.
Easy now.
Light years.
Was Michigan
light years ahead?
Was Michigan light years ahead of Nebraska?
In the trenches, absolutely. Steve, I tell you, it's just I don't know how you can compete with that. Those are future. Most of them are future NFL players. You know, so
you're right.
I don't know. You guys, you guys take away from it what you want. But and then a guy like Will Anderson, a linebacker. Did I see that right? That he has 30 tackles for losses in this season?
Yeah, this is part of Alabama Appreciation Day. Yeah, Will Anderson, number 31, has 32 tackles for loss this year.
That's 30. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, Steve, Jake, hey, we got 3 weeks to chew on this. And, hey, I'm going to hang up and listen here. And great show as usual, guys.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Appreciate it. 464-5685.
Kirby said he was concerned about his backside. Yeah, he got his backside kicked by Nick.
I did not sign up for Alabama Appreciation Day. This was just put on me saying, well, this is what it's going to be. Listen, I'm not going to die. Alabama is a great school. They have a lot of success. It just gets old every single year.
Does it? Or do you? Or
no.
Do,
yeah, it gets old.
Or is it something you appreciate?
I don't appreciate anymore. I'm bored of it. I want something else.
I'm
this
not.
Is like UConn women's basketball. It's the same thing every year, man. It ruins the sport. It's the same thing. We need something different.
We got something different. Clemson's no.
Oh, yeah, Clemson, who is not, they have been in it for many years. Bama's in it every year.
Ohio State, nowhere to be found.
They're in it most years.
We got Michigan in there. That's different.
No.
We got Cincinnati, first group of five teams.
Ohio State and Oklahoma are there most years. Alabama's in every year. That's different.
That's what I appreciate.
That's different.
That's what I appreciate.
And I don't, because I'm bored of it.
Bored of it.
We're setting up.
How are you bored of Jameson Williams? You watch
because him? It's the same thing every day. They load up with these incredible receivers, and it never ends. It's boring. It's
fun
just
to watch.
Yeah, for
fun
people
to
don't
watch.
Like things that change in life. For people that just like things the way they are.
You don't need to make it personal.
Well, I'm just saying it's boring football. I mean, it's not boring football.
It's not boring football.
They play well. It's the storyline is so boring, and I think it hurts college football. I'm sorry.
I think it does. I think it helps.
I don't think it helps.
I think it helps me.
Why does it help you?
Because I love watching Bama. I love watching the way they play.
You got to give credit to Nick Saban. You have to. I mean,
love watching a quarterback who literally made no bad decisions. I watched the game close. Now, full disclosure, I missed the first like 12 minutes, but I watched every play after that. The first play I saw was Jameson Williams running down the sideline for a touchdown. And I thought, look at that speed. So I locked in, and I saw Bryce Young play a game for three quarters where he made zero bad decisions. Like, Jake, he doesn't make them. He's interesting, too. He's interesting, too, because he's 6 foot. He's not a big guy. But he doesn't get passes batted down somehow.
Well, I saw him make some bad decisions against Auburn the week before.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
they got lucky they survived that game. He looked terrible in that game.
I don't know what happened. I mean, this is what I'm. That's why if I'm Nick Saban, I'm texting Kirby about 2 a.m. on Sunday morning with a seriously. Alabama they were down to Auburn with 18 seconds to go and.
They were down 10-0 in the fourth quarter.
They had 3 points with 18 seconds to go in
against
regulation.
Auburn, who was 6-5 going into that game.
But then they come back and put 41 on Georgia. 41 on Georgia. 41 points.
Congratulations to you and nobody else.
You know what? You take for granted Nick Saban. He has 8 SEC titles now.
Yeah, I do take him for granted. You're right. I do.
Well, why do you take that level of success?
Because it's all he does. He's the greatest coach of all time. It's no questions asked. He's the greatest coach in the history of the sport.
Thank you. That's nice. Now you're on the right track.
But I'm sick of it because it just, to me, it's like you start every year and you know what team's going to be there. One team's always going to be there.
Rick Neuheisel's on that CBS crew, and he said at the end of the game, he is the best coach in the history of college football, and it's not close.
It's not close. No, it isn't close. There's not a conversation to be had.
That's
a fact. It's not even an opinion. That is a fact. Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach in the history of the sport.
Neuheisel has also been saying that Georgia is not going to win big games with Stetson Bennett. Not going to beat Alabama with Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett's about my size. Okay.
Well, they need their defense to be dominant, and it was not at all Saturday.
Not against Bryce Young.
41 points.
Bryceman. Put it on.
That's why, again, for me and the rest of the nation, I hope that Michigan beats Georgia. I don't want to see a rematch of that. I don't want to see that game again. I do not want to see Alabama-Georgia for the second time in a month when we see it. I don't want to see that in the championship game. No one wants to see that unless you're in the SEC.
You know why I want to see it?
You want
Alabama will put it to them again.
I could start screaming over here, but I have more professionalism than that. You are sick. Why do you want that? You don't want to see Michigan and see if they can push Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I'd be very interested in Alabama-Michigan. Alabama, by the way, 13.5-point favorite against Cincinnati. 13.5-point favorite.
Go Bearcats.
Yeah.
Pull the upset. Let's go, Fickle. Oh God! I cannot wait to see your reaction if they somehow win that game. If Cincinnati
be unbearable.
No, if Cincinnati somehow beats Alabama, this is going to be my show that day. It's going to be Cincinnati Appreciation Day on these airwaves.
We can't have. That
it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned because Mechie's out. John Mechie's out.
That's too bad, isn't it? Just pull excuses out already. That's pull an excuse for why Cincinnati might keep it closer win.
Mechie had 6 catches against Georgia. John Mechie, but he. Blew out his knee. That's making a
that's
cut.
Sad for him. I do feel bad for him. But still, I don't feel bad for you or Bama fans because, hey, oh, there's one guy that's pulling a five-star in to take his spot.
And that's Alabama fine. Is not great at running back. They're good, but they don't have not with Najee Harris. It's Brian Robinson and Trey Sanders, and they're good. They're good, but they're not quite what I'd expect at Alabama. Alabama can be had. I mean, Georgia.
Oh, but yeah. Well, it was just proven by Auburn that they can't be had. Auburn should have won the game.
Yeah,
their quarterback got banged up. He couldn't do it. Anything. He was hurt in the second half for Auburn.
No, you're right. I got you.
But their defense held that team to 0 points. You're like,
I know.
Maybe the fourth quarter last week.
I'm telling you. I mean, that Mechie injury is concerning. It is. It's concerning. It was like Nebraska catching Ohio State without Garrett Wilson. That was big for Nebraska. This is big for Cincinnati not having to deal with Mechie and Jameson Williams. But yeah, we'll see what that looks like. I mean, I just want to see what that game looks like. Since he's pretty good.
I do not want to see Alabama-Georgia in the title game.
You want to see Alabama.
Because we just saw the game. We just saw that game.
I want to see Alabama-Michigan.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But I don't want to see Georgia, Alabama. No one wants to see that rematch again. Nobody. It wasn't close the first time.
That's not true that nobody.
Well, if you're an SEC fan.
Georgia fans would take
it. I'm sure they would. Yeah. Sure they would. Guess what? That doesn't help the rest of college football out.
If
you know what helps,
there,
you know what helps out college football? If Michigan is in that final.
Yeah.
That's intriguing. That is
really
massive,
intriguing.
Major intrigue.
How about Michigan just with a chance to win it all?
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, Michigan. Can Michigan do that? I'm thinking about the Michigan-Georgia matchup. I should be able to put some sentences together because I've seen them both now. Obviously, seen Michigan two full games. I mean, Michigan, I'll tell you what, though. Early in the Iowa game, they weren't moving Iowa much. They weren't up front. Now, if they can't move Iowa up front, how are they going to do against Georgia? Michigan's a tough, gritty team, though, and they do keep coming at you. When it got to 21-3, I turned it off. So I don't know how they got to 42. Michigan against
they
Iowa.
They scored a late touchdown.
Okay,
they kept pushing it.
Yeah, but that was smart seeding in mind, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I don't think Iowa gets that.
Michigan is
they weren't
not,
upset.
Michigan is not loaded at wideout, but they have some pretty good players out there. Not great. Not like Alabama, not like Ohio State. But
it's going to be
they
curious.
They got Hassan Haskins, and that's a big thing to have.
It'd be curious to see their offensive line against Georgia's defensive line.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if they can move it. So I don't know what Haskins and Blake Corum get. But Corum's healthy again. Blake Corum's healthy. He went 67 yards.
He scooted.
Yeah, he went 67 yards. He's over that ankle injury. He looks good, and that's critical because they need all their weapons. Now, Chris – I got to tip my cap to Chris. I kind of bit back a little bit on Michigan and Nebraska being on Michigan's plane as far as defensive line and offensive line.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
no.
What the hell am
no.
I thinking? What am I
what are you talking about?
Aiden Hutchinson is a beast. David Ojabo is a beast on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, Aiden Hutchinson has 14 sacks.
He got whatever he wanted to in that game. And Iowa has a good offensive line.
I know.
He just pushed that right tackle back all the time.
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson has 14 sacks on one side. Ojabo has 11 on the other. They have bookend defensive ends with 14 sacks and 11. No, Chris is right. Nebraska doesn't have anything like that. They don't have anything like that. But here's the thing I resist, though. See, there's a part of me that when I'm watching Alabama, Georgia, and I'm thinking, man, Nebraska's a long way away from these teams. Then I think, wait a second. They played Ohio State and Michigan to the wire. Are they that far away? Auburn just pushed Alabama.
I think that's why you're intrigued or at least hopeful because, these teams are really – that's a playoff team. They look dominant against Iowa, and you pushed them. You could have beat them on your home field.
Right.
You were driving to beat them.
Right, exactly.
Down by three late
in
the game.
Exactly.
So – I know it's a weird dilemma when you're 3-9, but feel like you are just as good as those teams are.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself, "Oh, they're ways away. They're a long ways away. Wait a second. If Adrian doesn't get that ball strip, that they have a great chance to beat Michigan.
Sure, and then we're still driving into that game.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
That pass midfield.
Yeah, he threw that pass over
to Levi Falk.
Head. Yeah. Hello.
Let's get a call from Brandon. Brandon, you're on early break. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. First off, I want to say is happy Alabama Appreciation
Day. Oh, thank you,
come
Brandon.
Come on, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Don't do this,
thank
Brandon.
You. What do you got? Why do you appreciate the Crimson Tide?
Hey, I'm a Nebraska-born Bama fan. How can you not appreciate the Crimson Tide? How can you not appreciate what Nick Saban's done since he's been there? And how can you not appreciate a team that goes out and wins, even when, like, the Auburn game? Great teams find a way to win, on their worst days.
Thank you.
Bama made it happen.
Yeah.
But, guys, what I really want to know is how do you think them Notre Dame guys felt sitting there watching Baylor win, thinking, man, we are now a shoo-in in the playoffs? And then Bama goes and rolls Georgia.
Yeah.
That was probably the coolest thing of all.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks. I think the happiest guy today might be Brian Kelly. He's like, well, I didn't leave a playoff team. They didn't make it. Right? Brian Kelly probably, you know, is not very popular for what he did to Notre Dame leaving. But I assume that with Bama winning, he's probably the happiest guy in the country not having to talk about leaving a playoff team in Notre Dame. Right? He might be the happiest guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's right, though. No, the Notre Dame was in position until Roll Tide happened.
Woke up. They woke up and said, not so fast.
Do you hear Brandon? Yeah, if anybody else wants to call in on Alabama Appreciation Day, I'd appreciate just a simple statement of why you appreciate Alabama football and the great Nick Saban.
Or why you're annoyed by them, if you want to say that side as well.
This is Alabama Appreciation Day.
You could appreciate it in a sarcastic way also, you know.
You did, but I appreciate the fact that you.
I said one thing. They play their stars on special teams.
I appreciate you saying that.
That's all I got for you. That's all you get.
How about do you? You know what else? Something I appreciate that's not related to their on-field play. I appreciate the fact that they always wear the same uniform and they have those gray face masks. So that they stay old school. Old school.
They don't fall into this trap.
They don't fall into the trap.
New uniforms.
Yeah, they don't wear. They never. They don't need to.
Well, they don't have issues recruiting down there. You know, some of this stuff's like, how can we intrigue people to come to Nebraska or these schools? Oh, look at that. They got new uniforms. They're like Oregon. They were like highlighters for uniforms out here. Look at that.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
They don't need to. It's cute. The SEC doesn't really. Does the SEC really do uniform switch-ups that often?
Well, let me think.
Missouri does once in a while. I know Missouri once in a while will switch it up, but does Georgia ever? No.
No, I don't think
Bama
so.
Bama never does. Does Florida ever change up uniforms? I can remember.
Seems like, yeah, Florida will wear camo sometimes.
Oh, okay. But Bama, Georgia, they never do.
I'm trying to rip through. Well, Vandy?
Even like Clemson, they don't, like in the ACC, they don't switch up the uniforms.
No, I don't think so. Hey, Dan, Alabama Appreciation.
Okay, one last call before break.
Dan, Alabama Appreciation.
Dan, you're an early break. Go ahead.
This is my Alabama Appreciation. The SEC appreciates Alabama so much that they got Kirby Smart and Nick Saban on a conference call and said, hey, we're going to get two SEC teams in the playoffs. So, Georgia, we need you to play a really bad game. You can make it look like you're trying, but we need you to lose so that we can get two teams in the football playoff and rub it in everybody's face.
All right, Dan. That's what I'm talking about, Dan. That's my kind of Alabama appreciation.
Oh, no.
They conspired with Georgia to say, Georgia, blow the game. We got to get both in.
No.
We need to guarantee the SEC.
Alabama doesn't need anybody's help, Jake.
I think they might have this year. Not a very good team. Yeah.
Nope.
Go Bearcats. Go Cincinnati. Oh, God. This show is going to be incredible.
They're going to get whooped.
If they somehow beat Alabama, I will
whooped.
Be so obnoxious, you have no idea.
They're going to get whooped. How obnoxious do you think I'm going to be when Alabama wins by 25?
They should, though. You should, right?
Yeah. Is that right?
Because they're number
one.
Yeah,
they should. Thank you for the more Alabama appreciation. They should beat the four-seeded team in the nation by 25. That sounds like Alabama appreciation to me. Thank you, Jake.
More next. An early break in the ticket.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.